91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, and you can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom. Quick look at the forecast for your Monday. Sunny skies, warm, highs near 86 degrees. It's 6 o'clock.
State Assemblyman who's led in polls by a wide margin, and Cuomo, the 67-year-old former governor fighting for a political comeback. After Adams dropped his scandal-plagued bid Sunday, Cuomo and Mamdani quickly traded barbs. Cuomo warned of, quote, destructive extremist forces that threaten the city. Mamdani, who would be the city's first Muslim mayor, pointed to Cuomo's sexual assault scandal that forced him to resign as governor in 2021. New York City, quote, deserves better than trading in one disgraced corrupt politician for another, Mamdani said. Republican Curtis Sliwa also faces pressure to drop out, but says he's staying in through Election Day, November 4th. Brian Mann, NPR News, New York.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A Kansas police officer was shot and killed after responding to a domestic violence call in Ellis County early Sunday morning. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says the officer was with the Hays Police Department. The KBI says police were setting up a perimeter around the suspect's home when a single shot was fired from inside, striking the officer. The officer was taken to a regional hospital where he died just after 4 a.m. The suspected shooter, 34-year-old Zane Wickham, was subsequently found dead inside the home, apparently from a self-inflicted gunshot. The identity of the fallen officer has not been released. A company co-founded by Bill Gates wants to build an advanced nuclear reactor in Kansas. Celia Yopis Jepson reports.
TerraPower is collaborating with Evergy and Kansas officials. Its power plant design is part of a national push to roll out faster-to-build modular reactors. Paul Hughes with the Kansas Department of Commerce says regional electricity demand is expected to more than double over the next decade, so Kansas needs to explore options to increase generation.
We do need to act in ensuring that Kansas isn't effectively blocked out of future opportunities because of the availability or unavailability of power in the state.
Environmental groups worry that a nuclear facility could cost billions and push up electricity prices. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis Jepson.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has canceled an annual survey that tracks the nation's access to food. Anti-hunger advocates say not having the household food security reports will create information gaps. Shortly after the announcement, a labor union says at least five people with the USDA's Economic Research Service were put on administrative leave. Laura Dodson is vice president of the American Federation of Government Employees. She says the economists and researchers worked on the food security reports and related data.
Why we have raised this to a public issue is that it was not just the five employees who I represent, but they also put on leave every level of administration or management between the employees and the administrator.
Dodson says the employees were given no information about why they were put on leave, other than it was for, quote, an unauthorized disclosure. A Salina middle school teacher has admitted to providing alcohol to a 16-year-old former student. KWCH reports the relationship between Salina South middle school teacher Amanda Freeman and the former student came to light after the student's mother discovered text messages between the two on the student's phone. According to an affidavit obtained by KWCH, the mother believed Freeman and the student were having sexual contact, but Freeman is not charged with any sex crimes. Forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures near 86 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, clear skies and 61 degrees. The time is 7 minutes after six.
Support for NPR comes from...
They still aren't willing to stand up. They still vote with him. That's why we're demanding he be in the room.
Last question here. We have 30 seconds. We've seen the president and the Republicans use the tool of rescission to claw back already appropriated funds. Is this process still functional if one party doesn't trust these bipartisan spending agreements?
Well, one of the things we would hope to see is some language that would help with that. And that's, you know, being negotiating appropriations, because we shouldn't be giving him a blank check. He is treating the government budget as his own personal spending account. He decides he wants this, he doesn't want that. He decides he wants to help this state, not that. So that's why, despite what has been happening with him, we want to keep pushing that issue, because under the Constitution, we're right.
That is Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota. And I want to mention, we did invite Republican leaders to join us today, and that invitation remains open. This is NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Glad you could join us. Hope you could stick around. Coming up on Morning Edition, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's committed to a military offensive in Gaza City and rejects any notion of Palestinian statehood.
Giving the Palestinians a state 1 mile from Jerusalem after October 7th is sheer madness.
Netanyahu meets with President Trump today, and talk of a new U.S. plan to end the war is in the air. We'll hear more in about 15 minutes. Weather forecast, sunny skies, warm, high temperatures this afternoon near 86 degrees. That's about 7 degrees above average for this day. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny, little cooler, highs tomorrow near 83. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 86. Thursday, sunny with a high near 87. So some warm days in store for us. In Lawrence right now, clear skies, 61 degrees. Topeka clear and 62 degrees.
Trump and Netanyahu about to meet. Can the president force an end to the Gaza war? Moldova's voters appear to have turned towards the EU over Russia and buying your share of a Rembrandt.
The BBC NewsHour comes your way at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. The time is 6:21.
And a great time to become a member listener here at Kansas Public Radio. It's our fall membership drive. I'm Darrell.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Glad you're with us for this Morning Edition on Monday, September 29th. Up next, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies with a high near 86 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny and warm again. Highs tomorrow near 83. In Lawrence right now, clear skies, 61 degrees. Topeka clear, 62 degrees. Junction City clear and 63 degrees. The time is 6:30.
Live from Israel to formally annex the Israeli-occupied West Bank.
Netanyahu is in New York already, and over the weekend he met with representatives of Jewish settler organizations in the West Bank, and they push Netanyahu to commit to fulfill a plan for Israeli control of the Palestinian territory, even though that is illegal under international law.
This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is looking into the shooting death of a police officer in Hays early Sunday morning. The officer was shot and killed while responding to a domestic violence call. The name of the officer has not been released. The suspected shooter also died, apparently from a self-inflicted gunshot. More details are expected to be released later today. Kansas could get a second nuclear power plant. One of the companies that is leading the charge to roll out safer, faster-to-build modular reactors in the U.S. will look for a site in Kansas. Terra Power is collaborating with state officials and Evergy. The Sierra Club of Kansas, however, has some concerns. Here's their director, Zach Pastora.
Why are we going for these big-ticket, capital-intensive, expensive energy projects? These nuclear plants and costly gas plants do great for Evergy's corporate profits, but it seems to only add more monthly increases to our electric bills for the rest of us customers.
Evergy recently got approval from state regulators to charge customers more for electricity and to build two natural gas power plants. The Kansas Farm Bureau wants to address the rural attorney shortage directly by providing grants to recent law school graduates if they will come to rural counties. Kaylin Moore reports.
Farmers living in rural communities can lack some major resources like legal advice and representation. Farmer advocacy groups like the Kansas Farm Bureau are using grants to attract new attorneys and help them get a practice up and running. The attorneys will receive more than $16,000 over 3 years to nudge them toward a rural practice. Greg During with the Kansas Farm Bureau says this program has already made an impact.
We've got 11 attorneys now in rural areas in 10 counties that may not have otherwise been there except without these grants.
The Bureau awards grants to three recipients each year. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Royals ended their season with a 9-2 win over the A's in Sacramento yesterday. They finished the season two games over 500 at 82-80. Forecast for today, sunny skies with a high near 86 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny and warm again. Highs tomorrow near 83 degrees. In Lawrence at the moment, clear skies, 61 degrees. Topeka clear and 62. The time is 6:34.
Support for NPR.
The 21-point plan, as far as we understand it, has conditions like amnesty for Hamas fighters who give up arms, no future strikes on Qatar, and that no one will be forced to leave Gaza. If those items that I've discussed are in fact accurate, would you assess the chances that this latest deal would in fact end the war?
Hamas has said that they are willing to accept those conditions. And so, but I think the bigger issue is, why is it that Palestinians have had to negotiate an end to genocide?
And as we've said, leading human rights groups do say it's a genocide. An independent UN commission recently called it a genocide, although it does not speak for the UN as a whole. And I will say that Israel...
...range of products designed to relieve occasional sleeplessness to help people fall asleep. Learn more at ZQIL.com.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia, some stately old English music mixed with new things like a Piazzolla tango we recorded earlier this year. Also, Rhapsody in Blue, Musetta's Waltz, the Anvil Chorus, and much more when the classical music party starts at 9:06 a.m. right after the newscast. If you're listening to KPR2 coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, promoting Field Day Feast, a farm-to-table dining experience featuring Chef Vaughn Good of Fox and Pearl at Caw Valley Field Day, October 11th. Tickets and details at cawvalleyfieldday.com.
Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, warm again, high temperatures this afternoon near 86 degrees. That's about 7 degrees above average for this date. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a little cooler. Highs tomorrow near 83. On Wednesday, things warm up again. Forecast for Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 86. Lawrence right now, clear skies, 61 degrees. Topeka clear, 62 degrees. Manhattan clear, 63. Chanute, partly cloudy skies and 59 degrees. It's 9 minutes before 7.
You know what? No matter the time, no matter the day, anytime is a good time to make unity. October 11th at the Shirk Farm in North Lawrence. Details at CawValleyFieldDay.com.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, and online all the time at kansaspublicradio.org. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. It's 7 o'clock.
Good morning. Authorities say...
But for now, the flotilla presses on. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Rome.
This is NPR News in Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A Kansas police officer was shot and killed after responding to a domestic violence call in Ellis County early Sunday morning. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says the officer was with the Hays Police Department. The KBI says police were setting up a perimeter around the suspect's house when a single shot was fired from inside, striking the officer. The officer was taken to a regional hospital where he died just after 4 a.m., The suspected shooter, 34-year-old Zane Wickham, was subsequently found dead inside the home, apparently from a self-inflicted gunshot. The identity of the fallen officer has not yet been released. A company co-founded by Bill Gates wants to build an advanced nuclear reactor in Kansas. Celia Yopis-Jepson reports.
TerraPower is collaborating with Evergy and Kansas officials. It's power plant that a nuclear facility could cost billions and push up electricity prices. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has canceled an annual survey that tracks the nation's access to food. Anti-hunger advocates say not having the household food security reports will create information gaps. Shortly after the announcement, a labor union says at least five employees with the USDA's Economic Research Service were put on administrative leave. Laura Dodson is vice president of the American Federation of Government Employees. She says the economists and researchers worked on the food security reports and related data.
Why we had raised this to a public issue is that it was not just the five employees who I represent, but they also put on leave every level of administration or management between the employees and the administrator.
Dodson says the employees were given no information about why they were put on leave, other than that it was, quote, for an unauthorized disclosure. A Salina middle school teacher has admitted to providing alcohol to a 16-year-old former student. KWCH reports the relationship between Salina South middle school teacher Amanda Freeman and the former student came to light after the student's mother discovered text messages between the two on the student's phone. According to an affidavit, the mother believed Freeman and the student were having sexual contact, but Freeman is not charged with any sex crimes. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, warm, high temperatures this afternoon near 86 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 83 degrees. In Lawrence right now, clear 60 degrees. The time, 7:07.
Support for NPR comes from NPR. This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Still ahead, President Trump has suggested launching a criminal investigation of liberal philanthropist George Soros. Soros's charitable organization is responding.
Everything that we do is legal. Our activities are peaceful and lawful, so we have not done anything that we need to do differently.
More from the president of George Soros's Open Society Foundations coming up in about 15 minutes. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank Lady Bird Diner for providing breakfast during our membership drive, serving up breakfast, comfort food, and pie. Lady Bird Diner is located at 721 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. Thank you, Lady Bird. Forecast for today, sunny skies with high temperatures this afternoon near 86 degrees. In Lawrence right now, mostly clear, 60 degrees, Topeka clear, and 62 degrees.
Trump and Netanyahu about to meet. Can the president force an end to the Gaza war? Moldova's voters appear to have turned towards the EU over Russia and buying your share of a Rembrandt.
BBC News Hour comes your way at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. The time is 7:21.
Thank you for listening to Kansas Public Radio's Morning Edition. Here for you every weekday morning from 5 to 9 a.m. It's a service that goes on throughout the
Iran. Frankly, at times, I was tempted to tone it down so my editor wouldn't think I was making anything up that's too crazy.
The former CIA analyst on how the world's reality is often stranger than fiction on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson, right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, latest news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom. Latest forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures near 86 degrees. In Lawrence right now, sunny 61. Topeka, sunny and 62. The time, 7:30.
Live from NPR River, targeting those on an outdoor deck at the American Fish Company restaurant. Three people were killed, eight others injured. Cece McDonald is a chaplain with the Brunswick County Sheriff's Department. She spoke at last night's prayer vigil at the Southport Baptist Church.
This could have been way worse than what it was, but God showed up when we needed God.
The suspect was later found by the U.S. Coast Guard with his boat at Oak Island, about 15 miles away. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is looking into the shooting death of a police officer in Hays early Sunday morning. The officer was shot and killed while responding to a domestic violence call. The name of the officer has not yet been released. The suspected shooter also died, apparently from a self-inflicted gunshot. More details are expected to be released later today. Kansas could get a second nuclear power plant. One of the companies that is leading the charge to roll out safer, faster-to-build modular reactors in the U.S. will look for a site in Kansas. TerraPower is collaborating with state officials and Evergy. The Sierra Club of Kansas has some concerns. Here's their director, Zach Pistora.
Why are we going for these big-ticket, capital-intensive, expensive energy projects? These nuclear plants and costly gas plants do great for Evergy's corporate profits, but it seems to only add more monthly increases to our electric bills for the rest of us customers.
Evergy recently got approval from state regulators to charge customers more for electricity and to build two natural gas power plants. The Kansas City Chiefs even their record at 2-2 after a 37-20 win over the Baltimore Ravens yesterday. Greg Eklund has this recap.
Chiefs wide receiver Xavier Worthy made an impact. He caught five passes for 83 yards and also ended as the team's leading rusher with 38 yards. After suffering a shoulder injury in the season opener, Worthy says he was pressing hard for a return to the field.
Yeah, I was trying to get back in as fast as possible. I mean, the coaches, they know how I am as a player. I mean, they probably helped me back for myself more.
Jackson in the third quarter with a hamstring injury. I'm Greg Eklund.
Royals also won yesterday, beat the A's 9-2 in Sacramento to finish the season two games over 500. Forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures near 86 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high around 83 degrees. In Lawrence right now, sunny skies, 61. Topeka, sunny and 62. The time is 7:34.
Support for NPR.
Sarah Hackett in Asheville, North Carolina.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm E. Martinez.
And I'm Michelle Martin.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world, open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. So glad you are with us on this Monday morning. Hope you can stick around. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank Lady Bird Diner for providing breakfast during our membership drive, serving up breakfast, comfort food, and pie. Lady Bird Diner is located at 721 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. Thank you, Lady Bird. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical Frank Cordelia this morning, some stately old English music mixed with new things like a Piazzolla tango we recorded earlier this year, also Rhapsody in Blue, Musetta's Waltz, the Anvil Chorus, and much more when Cordelia promises us a classical music party starting at 9:06 right after the newscast. If you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs near 86 degrees. That's about 7 degrees above average. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 83 degrees. In Lawrence right now, sunny skies, 61 degrees. Topeka, sunny, 62 degrees. The time is 9 minutes before 8.
And that is the time. Laboratory tests have proven that is the time. 7:51 and a half a.m. on Monday morning is the
time. For your buck, when you participate in this project, like I have been very proud to do, I'm a sustaining member and hope more people want to join. We have these incentives. You can get dollar-for-dollar matches. Listener support is so much an important part of the financial picture for Kansas Public Radio. I really urge your support. 888-577-5268 or kansaspublicradio.org.
I think I figured out why I don't use my exercise machine or go to the gym.
You
nice. Know why? I'm too busy listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I think of that as exercising my mind. But are you helping pay for the programs you spend time listening to? If not, you could easily fit a contribution into your budget if you cancel that gym membership and use that money to support Kansas Public Radio. I'm not urging you to be less healthy. Walks are nice. They're free. Kansas Public Radio is not. However, it costs money to bring you these programs, this news. That's why we're here this morning. That's why we turn to you, not to pay for all of it. None of us could do that, but to do your part, your individual part in supporting KPR at 888-KPR-KANU. You can pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Imagination Movers. The children's music group is seen on Disney Plus, Saturday, October 18th, 2 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Up next on Morning Edition, latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. It's 8 o'clock.
In Detroit.
I will confirm that there were some suspected explosive devices that were located. But as far as using them to initiate the blaze, I can't say that. This scene is actively being investigated by ATF.
Authorities have identified the suspect as a former Marine. He later died after exchanging gunfire with police. The FBI says it's investigating the attack as an act of targeted violence. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A Kansas police officer was shot and killed after responding to a domestic violence call in Ellis County early Sunday. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says the officer was with the Hays Police Department. The KBI says police were setting up a perimeter around the suspect's home when a single shot was fired from inside, striking the officer. The officer was taken to a regional hospital where he died just after 4 a.m. The suspected shooter, 34-year-old Zane Wickham, was subsequently found dead inside the home, apparently from a self-inflicted gunshot. The identity of the fallen officer has not yet been released. A company co-founded by Bill Gates wants to build an advanced nuclear reactor in Kansas. Celia Yopis-Jepson reports.
TerraPower is collaborating with Evergy and Kansas officials. Its power plant design is part of a national push to roll out faster-to-build modular reactors. Paul Hughes with the Kansas Department of Commerce says regional electricity demand is expected to more than double over the next decade, so Kansas needs to explore options to increase generation.
We do need to act in ensuring that Kansas isn't effectively blocked out of future opportunities because of the availability or unavailability of power in the state.
Environmental groups worry that a nuclear facility could cost billions and push up electricity prices. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has canceled an annual survey that tracks the nation's access to food. Anti-Hunger Act advocates say not having the household food security reports will create information gaps. Shortly after the announcement, a labor union says at least five people with the USDA's Economic Research Service were put on administrative leave. Laura Dodson is vice president of the American Federation of Government Employees. She says the economists and researchers worked on the food security reports and related data.
Why we have raised this to a public issue is that it was not just the five employees who I represent, but they also put on leave every level of administration or management between the employees and the administrator.
Dodson says the employees were given no information about why they were put on leave. A Salina middle school teacher has admitted to providing alcohol to a 16-year-old former student. KWCH reports the relationship between Salina South middle school teacher Amanda Freeman and the former student came to light after the student's mother discovered text messages between the two on the student's phone. According to an affidavit, the mother believed Freeman and the student were having sexual contact, but Freeman is not charged with any sex crimes. Weather forecast for today: sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon near 86 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny, little cooler, highs tomorrow near 83 degrees. In Lawrence right now, sunny skies, 62 degrees. The time is 8:07.
Support for NPR comes from
Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota. And I want to mention, we did invite Republican leaders to join us today, and that invitation remains open. This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, President Trump has suggested launching a criminal investigation into the liberal philanthropist George Soros. Soros's charitable organization is responding.
Everything that we do is legal. Our activities are peaceful and lawful, so we have not done anything that we need to do differently.
More from the president of Soros's Open Society Foundations in about 15 minutes. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank Lady Bird Diner for providing breakfast during our membership drive, serving up breakfast, comfort food, and pie. Lady Bird Diner is located at 721 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. Coming up on the Classical Afternoon Show from noon to 3 today on KPR, classical hits await you, such as the great Slavonic March by Tchaikovsky, Rachmaninoff's elegiac trio and an overture from the first opera ever written by Mozart. Classical music from noon to 3 on KPR. If you're listening to KPR 2, stay tuned for BBC News throughout the day. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, warm again, high temperatures this afternoon near 86 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, sunny skies, 62 degrees. The time is 8:21.
Time for you, we hope, to make your pledge in support of Kansas Public Radio during our fall.
Publicradio.org.
I was at a jazz club in Kansas City last night. They had a tip jar on the table in front of the band, and they made the announcement that it was no minimum tip night at the Green Lady Lounge in Kansas City. So it's no minimum pledge day here at Kansas Public Radio. Let's adopt that mantra.
Mm-hmm.
No minimum pledge here. You can pledge whatever amount you want. Pledge $5,000 if that's something you can do. Karen Herman said she wanted to be the first caller this morning. She's working at the Shawnee County Parks and Recreation Department. Wherever you are this morning, you're listening to KPR. Why not support this service that brings you so much? Do that now at kansaspublicradio.org.
David McCloskey keeps writing spy thrillers, and the plots keep coming true. His latest book, The Persian, opens with an Israeli surprise attack on Iran.
Frankly, at times, I was tempted to tone it down so my editor wouldn't think I was making anything up that's too crazy.
The former CIA analyst on how the world's reality is often stranger than fiction on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered comes your way this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson, from 3 to 7 on KPR. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Quick look at the forecast for today. Sunny skies with a high near 86 degrees in Lawrence right now. Sunny 63, Topeka sunny 64 degrees. It's 8:30.
Authorities are sifting through the burned out church looking for additional victims. The FBI is investigating the incident as an act of targeted violence. For NPR News, I'm Steve Carmody in Flint, Michigan.
The man charged with opening fire on a waterfront restaurant in Southport, North Carolina over the weekend is expected to appear in court today. Authorities say the 41-year-old ex-U.S. Marine shot at people on an outdoor deck of the American Fish Company restaurant from his boat. Three people were killed, eight injured. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is looking into the shooting death of a police officer in Hays early Sunday. The officer was shot and killed while responding to a domestic violence call. The name of the officer has not yet been released. The suspected shooter also died, apparently from a self-inflicted gunshot. More details are expected to be released later today. Kansas could get a second nuclear power plant. One of the companies that is leading the charge to roll out safer, faster-to-build modular reactors in the U.S. will look for a site in Kansas. Terra Power is collaborating with state officials and Evergy. The Sierra Club in Kansas has some concerns, however. Here's their director, Zach Pistora.
Why are we going for these big-ticket, capital-intensive, expensive energy projects? These nuclear plants and costly gas plants do great for Evergy's corporate profits, but it seems to only add more monthly increases to our electric bills for the rest of us customers.
Evergy recently got approval from state regulators to charge customers more for electricity and to build two natural gas power plants. The Kansas Farm Bureau wants to address the rural attorney shortage directly by providing grants to recent law school graduates if they come to work in rural counties. Kaylin Moore reports.
Farmers living in rural communities can lack some major resources like legal advice and representation. Farmer advocacy groups like the Kansas Farm Bureau are using grants to attract new attorneys and help them get a practice up and running. The attorneys will receive more than $16,000 over 3 years to nudge them toward a rural practice. Greg During with the Kansas Farm Bureau says this program has already made an impact.
We've got 11 attorneys now in rural areas, in 10 counties that may not have otherwise been there except without these grants.
The Bureau awards grants to three recipients each year. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Weather forecast for today, sunny and warm. High temperatures this afternoon near 86 degrees. That's about 7 degrees above average for this time of year. Forecast for tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a little cooler. Highs tomorrow around 83 degrees. In Lawrence right now, sunny skies, 63 degrees. Manhattan, sunny, 64 degrees. The time is 8:34.
Support for NPR comes
for contests.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the KU School of Music, presenting a collection of concerts featuring jazz, orchestral, and other music throughout their current season. More information and full concert schedule available at music.ku.edu.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. Lawrence 91.5, Emporia 89.7. So glad you're with us on this Friday morning. Coming up in about 10 minutes, news from NPR, followed by the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown. She has some great things in store. If you're listening on KPR2, coming up at 9, it's the BBC News Hour. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures near 86 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a little cooler. Highs tomorrow near 83 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, sunny skies, 63 degrees. Topeka, sunny and 64. Junction City, mostly sunny, 65 degrees. The time is 9 minutes before 9.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, and we thank you. We're so glad that you've made the choice to dial up Kansas Public Radio, whether you're listening